Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Spring has sprung, and whether it's pollen, dust, dirt, or road grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has you covered. They offer car wash packages starting at $11, which include the hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle automated pull-through wash, and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
MHM.
He still believes the American dream. His last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense. It's made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. We love having Tom Papa on the program. Tom is maybe the funniest man. Well, he's the funniest man alive, is what we say. Tom Papa is the funniest man alive, and he's back with us here in the National Defense. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you, man. Your second book is out called You're Doing Great and Other Reasons to Stay Alive. This is the follow-up to your first book, Your Dad Stole My Rake.
Yeah. I have another one that just came out called We're All in This Together, So Make Some Room.
how are you able to identify the problems that we're currently going through? I mean, you just zero in on some of these specific items.
Well, the way I'm able to do it is I'm just a human being. And there's just no, right? I mean, there's always something that you're dealing with. There's always some aggravation that you're trying to conquer. It's just, as long as you are a human being, you're going to have, if you keep your eyes open and kind of try and find a way to laugh at it all,
yeah.
It's unfortunately or fortunately endless material.
You know, that is so true. I used to do television news for a while, and the program director told me one day, the news director said, you know, because I said, why do we always have to concentrate on the bad news? And he made a very valid observation. He said, if somebody comes up to you and says, hey, Randy, how you doing today? And you go, I'm doing fine. Conversation's over. If somebody comes up to you, how you doing? You go, oh boy, not so good. And all of a sudden, that's, you know, where you concentrate. But that's what you do so well, Tom, in your specials and your comedy, your stand-up comedy, is you take those things that we think about during the day that we're irritated by, that really nobody else gives a damn about them, but they just consume you.
Yeah, they do. And I really feel like the best comedy, when you're done watching a show, you know, you come to my show, you end up feeling a little less alone.
Yeah,
because
right.
You realize, oh, I'm not the only one who's aggravated by my boss or what my kids are doing. You know, you're like, oh, you walk around and you think you're the only one dealing with it. And after you go to a show and you're in a theater with 1,000 people all laughing at the same stuff, you're like, oh, okay, this is just what all human beings are dealing with.
We're talking to Tom Papa here on the National Defense, getting ready to go. Are you on the road now or just getting ready to go back on the road?
I go out on the weekends. I actually have this weekend off, and then I'm going off to, I think, Atlanta and Clearwater, Florida next week. And I tend to go out on the weekends and come home during the week.
Does your family know that? Does your family keep track of you?
They do, but, my, you know, they're a lot busier than I am.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? Listen,
I'll come home and say, "Hey, everybody, Dad's home early." And they're like, "Yeah, but we've got plans."
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We've got a daughter, a grown daughter that lives out in Los Angeles, and I say grown, and she is grown because she just had a baby, had her first grandchild. So I'm so glad she's grown for that. And now it's to the level where if we don't get a FaceTime every day, or we don't get a phone call that contains that granddaughter, we're on the hunt. We're tracking her down, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like you put in all those years and they're aggravating. You should be able to get some reward out of it.
Right. Hey, I saw your podcast interview with Leanne Morgan, and we had her on the show right after that, and I asked her about it. She had such a great time. She goes, I don't understand the bread part. And I said, well, I don't think the bread part's that important. It was a great interview. And right now, for whatever reason, Tom, Southern comedians are having their moment, right, with Leanne and Nate Bargatze. Have you thought about developing a twang?
Yeah, I think I could get away with it. It definitely seems tempting.
she's very funny. She's actually from my hometown of Knoxville, Tennessee, or that's where she lives now.
Oh yeah, great. So and a great person.
Yeah, really a great person. How's the podcast going? You do a great job on there.
Yeah, it's been going great. I mean, it's funny. It's become like I think my favorite thing to do other than the stand up. You know, we're just getting these great guests. We just had Seth Rogen on.
Oh, wow.
And Jimmy Kimmel and Jason Alexander. And it's just, I'm having such a great time. And it's so cool to do something that, you know, you don't have to meet with anybody. You don't have executives. There's nobody telling you what to do. It's just purely on our own. It's so much freedom. I think that's what makes it so much fun, and not only for me, but for the guests. It's just like we're just doing it on our own terms.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's what I think, too. We're talking to Tom Papa here in the National Defense. And, you know, and the other part is there's no time limit. There's no, you know, you don't have to rehearse before you go on. I mean, it's just such a freeing experience, and that's what anybody who starts to do a podcast, I think, feels the same way.
Yeah, it's really it's so great, and I mean, it's such a strange thing that, like, you know, when I started, the idea that you could have your own show just make your own studio, it would be crazy, and the world has completely opened up, which is great, because it comes down to whether or not people like it or not. You know, that's really the thing. Can you make something and do people enjoy it and do people like doing it? And that's the only, there's no gatekeeper anymore. Even if it, like, is a young comic, you could just create your own special, put it up on YouTube. You know, there's no waiting to be told you're good enough to be on The Tonight Show.
Right.
Kind of a creative time.
Hey, Tom, what was your, just kind of thinking about that, what was your first big break where, you know, maybe it's a Tonight Show, maybe it's something else where you just go, okay, I can do this for a living?
Yeah, I think probably was when I got on Letterman.
Oh, wow.
I think it was so hard to get, and to finally break through and have him acknowledge that you were good enough for the show. That was like you said, it wasn't like it changed everything overnight, but it validated, like, I'm good enough to be a comedian on a national level. You know, that was definitely a big milestone.
Yeah, you know, your first book, I was just reading about this, Your Dad Stole My Rake and Other Family Dilemmas. when it came out, it was it made the summer must-read list from Parade Magazine. Is Parade Magazine still around? Man, I used to love Parade Magazine.
I know. I miss all of those kind of things. That was probably, 5 years ago that came out. Or maybe, no, it's probably probably 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good question. I wonder if they are still around.
I don't know. I got an email from USA Today the other day. I'm like, what? Is that?
Yeah. No, but that stuff was cool. Like, I miss the community part of that. Like, that everybody would know what was in Parade that week or, you know, those kind of things. We're all in our own little silos now. It's weird when something is actually is communal now, you know? I definitely miss those days.
Yeah, I do too.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, recognizing the steadfast dedication and sacrifices made by service members and their families. T-Mobile is committed to supporting active duty veterans and military spouses. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more.
Michael Hood, a 100% disabled veteran, volunteers at the Dallas Military and Veteran Food Distribution and at the VA Hospital, serving coffee and donuts to fellow veterans. His dedication to supporting his peers has been a source of inspiration in the entire community. Hood's involvement ensures that veterans have access to essential services and a sense of camaraderie. His volunteer work exemplifies the ongoing commitment to service that many veterans continue to uphold. And Michael also supports Soldiers Angels. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions, so military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford. The motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data. Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Assembled with U.S. and imported content.
This Memorial Day, turn up the heat with the Home Depot. Find the perfect grill and patio set to keep the cookouts coming all season long. grill up a feast with the Next Grill 4-Burner Gas Grill, only $229. And complete your space with the stylish Glen Ridge Falls 7-Piece Dining Set, now on special buy for just $499 with free delivery. Take your Memorial Day cookout to the next level all summer long with the Home Depot. See homedepot.com/delivery for more details.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Save 20 to 30% off at Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The Turtle Bay Garden Nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate, propagated on-site and ready for your home garden. The sale extends now through May 31st, located near the west entrance of the Turtle Bay Gardens at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
We're talking to Tom Papa here in the National Defense. So, Tom, as you know, our audience is mainly active duty military, veterans and their families. Man, that's a great comedy crowd. Do you have any military in your family?
Yeah. My uncle was out of Pendleton, and I used to go down and perform around there. My Uncle Al, rest in peace. He was a great guy, and the VA down there was so great to him, and I got to spend a lot of time down there, and it was such a good, supportive community. It was super, super supportive and impressive, and they really helped him, you know, long after his active duty. He always kind of stuck in the area because there was actually, you know, the respect that they deserved, and they helped him out physically and mentally, and it was just it was very impressive.
I interviewed a guy a couple of months ago, a guy by the name of Bobby Henrein. And Bobby was in the service. He had multiple deployments, and he had blown up in LED. And he came back. He had 75% burns over all his body. And so the guy goes through Walter Reed. He goes through, I don't know, 26 surgeries, some crazy number. And he decides, you know what? I should be a stand-up comedian. And that's what he does now. He calls himself the well-done comic. And, I mean, I love that. I mean, first of all, just the attitude, you know. And
yeah, exactly.
I asked him, I said, you know, when people see you on stage, what's, you know, I mean, there's no getting around that. He's got, like, part of one ear. And he said, yeah, he said, the other night I was out and I could hear a woman in the front row saying that he looks like he's really, you know, something's wrong, badly burned. And he goes, ma'am, I can hear you. I have just a piece of an ear, but I can still hear you. And but just to have that kind of attitude, wow.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's one extreme, but everything that everybody's going through, everybody has, I guarantee you, every single person listening has something that they've got to carry, some kind of burden, mm-hmm. some kind of thing that can bring you to your knees. And, you know, you either can let it crush you or you can laugh at it and find the humor in it and keep going, because it is all kind of ridiculous, the amount of suffering that we all kind of have to endure. So if you can, like, even great example, like if you're able to twist it and find the joy in it, find the humor in it, it's the best medicine. I really do believe that. And the longer I've been a comedian, the more I actually see it really affect people's lives.
Absolutely.
And it's just a great way to go through life. I mean, it's short, and it's like you can. I just find that trying to fight it is a fool's errand. You might as well just laugh at it and go for the ride.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We're talking to Tom Papa here in the National Defense. And it also, Tom, and I'm sure you agree with this, you know, with all the divisiveness and, you know, I'm right and you're wrong and all that kind of stuff, it's always the humor that breaks through, you know, with people, right? I mean, anytime I find myself at odds with somebody's, you know, whatever, ideology, whatever that word is, you know, then I say, you say something funny and everybody can agree to laugh.
Exactly. I think the biggest problem is I actually have been starting my act off saying, you know, everybody's tense and everyone's like sizing each other up. I'm like, we got to just go back to tickling each other. You know what I mean? It's like, let's not take this all so seriously.
Right. At the end of the day, you just want to make sure that your yard looks good, right?
Let's just all turn it down a notch. I think that could help us out eventually.
Hey, you're going to be in, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri. You're going to be in our town, also here pretty soon.
Yeah, and I'm going, you know, it's so funny. Whenever I post my dates, people are always like, when are you going to come to my town? Or it's like, I'm doing so many dates, I have to be near your town.
I'm sure you've been to Kansas City before. Do you like barbecue? I mean, barbecue goes with bread.
Yeah, big time. The biggest thing I've got to plan is how to get it after the show, because I've had opening acts that go plow through it before the show, and they're like falling asleep in the middle of it.
I had a rack of ribs and some coleslaw, and I can't move.
Yeah, exactly. I know. You have to earn that. You don't get to do that at 6 o'clock.
Hey, Tom, where's the best place for people to find out where you're going to be?
Go to tompapa.com. That leads you to everything, the tour dates, the podcasts, and all my other nonsense.
And the good thing about the podcast, too, you can do it from anywhere. You do it from anywhere. So you're on the road, a podcast.
Yeah. No, Spotify and Apple and YouTube, everything's posted on YouTube where you can actually watch us on this cool set. And but tompapa.com is the place that'll get you into the right location.
Thank you so much, Tom. Always glad to catch up with you. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Never carries a lot of weight. Never forget. Never settle. Never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day. Aviation Day, Sunday, June 15th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, 2025, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Duran Duran's album, Real, and now she's got a brand new book, I Got You, Babe, a celebration of Cher. Annie, how are you?
I'm hanging in there this morning.
Let me tell you something. I have been in music radio nearly all my life, and I've been to just about every concert on the planet. I've never seen Cher live. And I didn't know much about Cher, and my wife and I, on a camping trip last year, got her audiobook, her memoir, part one, and it was fascinating. I had no idea about Cher, and now I am just, I'm to the point now where I just went to Lawrence, Kansas, and watched a Broadway musical based on Cher's life. That's how deep I am.
I love that. That makes me so happy. And being a Cher fan is the best thing to be.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's just fascinating. And, you know, it's amazing to me because I'm of the age where I remember the Sonny and Cher show. And from what I thought, watching her with Sonny on a TV show and listening to what was really happening, it just turned the whole thing upside down for me. I thought she was the boss of the sauce. I thought she was in charge, but nothing could be further from the truth, right?
Right. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, over the years, you know, her relationship with Sonny, you know, when she started off, because she was very young when they met. And, you know, he was definitely, he knew more about the music business and was really kind of helping guiding, you know, and as her career kind of progressed, you know, and as you see in their comedy, they definitely had a funny dynamic, right? Where
sure.
It was sort of, you know, she was the one wisecracking about him and making jokes about him, and, you know, he would do the same. But yeah, she, you know, as it turned out behind the scenes, you know, there were a lot of business dealings. And, you know, she signed things she shouldn't have signed. And, you know, when she, when they ended up getting divorced, it was a lot for her to kind of try to take her life back and career back and kind of rebuild her career. But because, like you said, that she felt, you know, she was very forthright and, you know, very formidable, you know, I think she was able to do that just because, you know, she is such a strong personality.
Yeah, not just a strong personality, but talk about gaining her independence and then just leveraging that in every situation, because she is, I mean, that's a great word you use, formidable. I mean, she went on to do things that she never should have been able to do. I mean, she you know, she was in Mask, she was in several great movies, and all of this kind of learning on a job, right?
Well, that's exactly it. And I mean, that's what's so absolutely incredible is that, you know, she, you know, started off as a kid. She started off singing in on Phil Spector performances, right? And she was on Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. And her voice was so strong then that she was like singing into the mic, and they had to tell her to move back because her voice was so powerful. So she kind of had that built in, but she really did kind of have to learn, you know, how do I become a musician? What do I want to sing? You know, she's been very open that early in her career, she sang all these songs she didn't want to sing, you know, that she,
right,
you know,
right,
wanted to be a rock star. And she was playing all the material that she was like, I don't want to do that. And so it took her a really long time to really, you know, kind of put her foot down and say, I want to do this. This is my direction, you know, and this is what makes sense to me. And, you know, and in all areas of her career, honestly. And so it's really interesting. It's really interesting.
Absolutely. We're talking to Annie Zaleski here on the National Defense and her new book, I Got You, Babe, A Celebration of Cher. And the other thing that was fascinating about Cher is that, you know, her relationships, she had so many great relationships, and the 50-year friendship with Tina Turner, which I guess I'm not too surprised about, because they kind of both grew into their diva-ness around the same time.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah, you know, Tina, there's this amazing YouTube video I tell people always to check out, of them performing together on TV in the 70s on one of Cher's shows. And they are just, our musical chemistry is incredible. They're dancing, they're singing. But they did. They were both sort of trying to get out of their marriages around the same time. They were both trying to rebuild their careers and find their way at the same time. They really bonded over that. I mean, my gosh, they were friends like up until Tina passed. You know, Cher,
yeah.
Cher was spotted in Paris. I think it was Paris visiting Tina, you know, not long before she passed. And so they just really, they valued each other. And they were really, you know, I think they were just really, you know, special friends. But you're right. They just, you know, not even the diva-ness, I think just as people, they really got along. Because both of them were, you know, started off kind of very young and started off having to kind of find their way. And they both grew into these just really powerful, iconic women who said, I'm going to do my career my way. And they became beloved because of it. So, oh, no, I love Tina as well. And
yeah.
So their friendship to me is just so, it's so lovely. It brings a tear to your eye.
Just, I mean, yeah, yeah. And just such strong women. We're talking to Annie Zaleski here in the National Defense. Her new book, I Got You, Babe, A Celebration of Cher. Okay, I got a Cher story to tell you that maybe you haven't heard before. And I just found out about this recently. There's a friend of mine that used to do a morning radio show in Los Angeles, Rick Dees. And so Rick Dees is on the air one morning, and a listener calls in and says, I guess they were talking about Cher, and a listener calls in and says, hey, I have a ring that we found that belonged to Cher that Sonny gave her. And I guess Cher was listening that morning, and she calls in and she says, "I have been looking for that ring for years." Do you know this? Do you know the story?
No, I've never heard this before. I love it.
Oh, yeah. And so the listener says, "Oh, I want to get it back to you." And so she said, "Where did you find that ring?" And she said, she gave the location. It happened to be an apartment that Sonny and Cher had rented, you know, when they first started out. And Cher, somewhere along the line, had lost the ring. And so when this lady had the apartment, she found the ring and traced it back. So Cher met this person, this listener, at the radio station that morning. The listener comes down with an attorney because, hey, Cher, it's not going to be free. And they arrange, and Cher got her ring back.
Wow. That's, you know, Cher is always paying attention. I think that's the whole thing.
Yes.
Where Cher's going to pop up. I love that.
Yeah. And you know, the Broadway show, the Tony Award winning show, I think, about Cher's life, that's the first time I'd seen that. But they had three different ages of Cher in the cast, and they were all fantastic. And if you, I would encourage anybody, if you see that, the Cher show in your area, man, that's a great performance.
And I love the idea that that's how they sort of structured her life, because how else do you tell her life story? Because
right.
It's so ups and downs and colorful and vivid, and having the different personas. I mean, you know, I thought that was such a brilliant way of staging that. You know, I absolutely agree. And I think one of the people I think read the audiobook as well. Like Cher was there, and then they had someone who played Cher also reading her book, which
yes.
I thought was also just so great.
Yeah, and you know, just the Greg Allman years. I mean, you know, that could be its own book, right?
Oh, 100%. You know, and, you know, when researching that, like, it was so sad because, you know, as people know, it was a very tumultuous relationship. You know, they were also a little bit opposites attract. You know, she was always
right.
Very kind of clean living. And, you know, poor Greg was just really not in a great place during the 70s. You know, he was struggling with addiction. You know, he was living with just some, you know, just really like his career was sort of, you know, not in a great place. And, you know, they just had such a their relationship. I kept finding these notices in the newspaper doing research that there were divorce filings and then taken apart. And, you know, it was in hindsight, it was bad. You know, and I think Cher, you know, I think felt very tender toward him and very, you know, protective of him. But
yeah,
at a certain
yeah,
point, it was just like, can't do it. You know, it was just too much.
Yeah, that's kind of what I got too, is that she was very protective of him. And she seemed like, I mean, it's so weird with her relationship with Sonny, because even after, you know, divorce and child custody and all this kind of stuff, she still liked seeing him and liked performing with him. It's so weird.
It is interesting. You know, they're one of those couples that even though, you know, they split up and, you know, that they were like, okay, we can make this work. I don't think I could have done that. And
right.
when you look at the TV show now, post-divorce, there is definitely a little bit of an edge there. The comedy is definitely different. And, you know, there's a little bit more, you know, the nitpicking that they always kind of had and the playfulness definitely had a little extra to it, I think. But, you know, they tried to, you know, they had performance chemistry, you know, that was undeniable, even if their marriage didn't work out.
We're talking to Annie Zaleski here in the National Defense, her new book, I Got You, Babe, A Celebration of Cher. And it's funny you mentioned a TV show, because after I listened to the audiobook, we went back and watched some old episodes. And the show still stands up to me. I mean, they had a little bit of everything in there, but, you know, at the root of it were Sonny and Cher. And it just seems like it, you know, what did you think about the show?
Yeah. Going back and looking at some of the stuff, I mean, I think the musical performances, especially, you know, I think on Cher's solo show and then also Sonny and Cher, there's some amazing stuff that would have never happened outside of the 70s.
Right.
But I do think that their comedy, like, it's funny because, you know, anyone who says, oh, Cher's not a good actress, I always want to be like, did you actually watch her show?
Right.
You know, she did character. She did. She had her own, like, she was doing kind of, you know, SNL-style characters
right.
before Saturday Night Live was even a thing. Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely held up. It's like I said, some of their, like, quips and sort of nitpicking toward each other, I was like, ooh, that's a burn. Yeah, that's all about.
Yeah, I mean, like extreme burns.
Yes, exactly. And we're like, to the point where, like, I don't know if that would be on TV today if that would fly.
Right.
But yeah, I think it is eminently watchable to this day. It's not necessarily one of those 70s shows where you see it and you're like, boy, this is not aged well.
I can't deal
with it. There's definitely still something for everyone on those.
Hey, Annie, talk about the revenge dress she wore to the 1986 Oscars.
Absolutely. So, you know, Cher acted in this 1985 movie Mask with Eric Stoltz. She was very proud of her role. She was a mom to a son living with a facial disfigurement, and she didn't get nominated, and she was not happy. But they asked her to come and present an award. So she was basically like, you know what? Okay, so they want me to come, and I'm basically going to come, and I'm going to be the full Cher. So she decided to put together this outfit that would make everyone talk and make everyone forget about the fact that she wasn't nominated. And boy, was she correct. She had a headdress that apparently was rooster feathers dyed black, so they were huge. It was very midriff-bearing, and they had this very extreme hemline that was like sawtooth almost. And, like, only Cher could have pulled this off.
Right.
And sure enough, everyone basically, they talked about her outfit because, you know, everyone else was sort of in Hollywood glam and looking very, you know, formal and fancy. And Cher was like, nope, I'm going to wear something completely over the top. And it was great. And to this day, it's, you know, probably one of the most iconic Oscars.
Right. Oh, I love it. Annie, listen, I can't wait to read this book. I Got You, Babe, A Celebration of Cher. Thank you so much for coming on. Thanks for the time and all the good Cher stuff.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, and I hope you enjoyed as well.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford Proud.
Based on IHS Markit CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at the School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters.
not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
See real stand up anymore. That's okay. I'm happy. I'm promoting Adam Carolla's cartoon. I don't know why he didn't wake up and talk to you. Yeah. But here I am. Hey, Esquire Plus.
We've had Adam Carolla on this program too many times. It's great to talk to you. And I love your appearances. Well, the reason I thought you'd be excited to be in Springfield is that you would actually be in the state where we're based in Kansas City of the Super Bowl champions.
All right, rub it in. You know, I'm a Jets fan, so any other team playing football to me is like watching magic tricks. I'm like, oh, my God, 3rd and 3 and they made it? How do they do that? Will they show us their trick? You know what, Rand, you know what Jets stands for? Just end the season.
You know, you're a big sports guy, Jay. I loved all your appearances on the Jim Rome show. And you and I haven't talked before, but I used to do a morning show in San Diego. And Jim Rome was my part-time sports guy. He was just getting into sports. And you can appreciate this knowing Jim. But we had a program director who was a weenie and actually would go up to Jim after he got started and say, Jim, don't link yourself to this guy, this morning guy. He's a crazy man. He's going nowhere, and you need to be on your own, but you need to be much less acerbic. And thank God Jim Rome didn't take that advice.
Yeah, he's the most acerbic. I still listen to him. I got the satellite radio. I can't find him here in Los Angeles, but on satellite radio I can. Good memory. You know, it's one of those radio shows that came into my life at the perfect time where it was just – I was doing stand-up. I had nothing to do all day, so I would just drive around L.A. and listen to him make fun of people, and it made me happy.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. We're talking to Jay Moore here in the National Defense. And so let's talk about this Adam Carolla project. You play Coach Murphy, a fantasy mentor to Mr. Burcham. It's called Mr. Burcham, and you get it. Of course, everybody watches Daily Wire Plus. You get it on DailyWire.com. Now, when you do a voice for a character, do you try to create a voice, or how does that work in your mind?
Yeah, I always want to try to create a voice, but it's also whoever hired you, they have an idea in their head of what the voice is going to sound like, and you don't know what that is.
Right.
So what I usually do is I ask them, like, is this close to my voice? I ask their opinions first. If they want me to, because here's the danger, Randy, is like if you create a voice, you run the risk of it being nowhere near what they had in mind. It's embarrassing. And you know what I mean? Like you go out there with a British accent and a pipe, and they're like, no, he's actually from Florida. And you're like, oh, right. So with this guy, with Coach Murphy, they were like, no, really scream, keep yelling. And then I realized, oh, I'm more of a mimic than an actor. So I went, oh, I'm going to mimic Arlie Army from Full Metal Jacket. And that's when I got into the voice of Coach Murphy when I was just
yelling, "Private Pyle, eat your chili donut. You earned it."
Yeah. See, that's so good for our audience. We're it's mainly active duty military veterans and their families, and you know, any kind of military reference like that is outstanding. Have you done some stuff on a base before?
29 bombs for the Marines. They flew me home in one of their helicopters.
Oh, wow.
And for some reason, it had Ferrari interior. I'm not sure if that was approved by up top, but I made the mistake of saying medic instead of corpsman on stage, and they let me have it. And then I was like, medic, and the whole place goes, cool.
Hey, when I first started doing this show 10 years ago, I made a mistake of saying Happy Memorial Day. Oh, boy. You don't say that. I mean, there's so many things you don't say. What if Al Pacino had been Coach Murphy?
Well, we got to keep our eyes on the ball, you see, because when we swing the bat, we're not making contact. What do you know about hitting the baseball? Okay. I used to do shows at Pearl Harbor on 4th of July during the RIMPAC exercises. I did that every other year, and that was fun because I would just bring a bunch of comics. None of us got paid. And then I did a show there with Alonzo Bowden, one of my favorite comedians, and I didn't know he was in the service, and I didn't know there was such a competition and rivalry between the Navy and the Air Force.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're doing stand-up for about 5,000 Navy people and their families. And then it starts to get dark. He's on stage, and Alonzo Bowden, I'll never forget this because it's maybe the loudest applause I've ever heard in my life. He says, "Well, it's getting dark. I guess the Air Force is home tucked in bed." And he said, "The United States Air Force defending your freedom between the hours of 9 a.m. and 30 p.m. And the place, I thought, like, you would have thought there was an earthquake. They went insane.
That's crazy.
And they're like, "Now please welcome Jay Moore." And I'm like, "Oh, boy, I got to follow that."
And Alonzo Bowden is in this deal, Mr. Burcham.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. That's right, he is. Megyn Kelly's in it. Roseanne's in it.
Rob Riggle.
I'm realizing now he really stacks the deck with his right-wing friends. Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you're the only non-military person in this thing. You understand that, Jay?
You don't know that. You don't know. I might have worked filling gaps. You don't know.
I might have
watched the people that watch us. I did some spy work. You don't know that about me.
I just got back from an event in Austin called the Ford Bronco Off Rodeo. Okay, so it was all, they bring in 50 veterans and me. And so I'm there, and you drive these Broncos kind of like up the side of a mountain, and with the instructor telling you what to do on the radio. And so I'm the first guy to drive. I got two Purple Heart recipients in the back seat. No pressure.
Oh, my God. How'd you do, though?
Oh, I mean, I did okay. You know, nobody got killed.
I know you did okay, Randy. Come on. You're a man. Let's go.
Come on. I can drive a Bronco. Come on. I didn't buy a Subaru for nothing. That's a training vehicle.
OJ's Bronco. Go slow.
Yeah. And then, you know, I feel bad for the Bronco because I don't care what you do to the Bronco now. It'll always be remembered for that.
That's my dream car, that white Bronco. Because I missed the back window that rolls down. You sit in the back as a kid, you get all the fumes, you get high at 12 years old.
Jay, did you see the debate last night?
Oh, my God. What are we doing? What are we doing?
I don't know.
What are we doing? These are our two options,
right.
A or B.
Right.
How about L?
Right.
I'll choose T.
Right, right. It's like you get an
Can
L.
We get Adam Carolla to run for president?
Can we get Jay Moore to run for president?
What a pay cut.
Jay, thank you so much for the time, man. It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
My dream job, though, vice president. That's my dream job.
Vice president.
Go to other people's funerals.
Right.
Hang out with hot.
That's the best job in the world. Jay, keep doing it, man. You're so funny. I'd love to. Thank you, Jay. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.